Welcome to Don't Be Scared, the podcast, where we help you navigate the sometimes scary world of science careers. I'm the host, Dr. J. Nice to meet y'all. Let's get started on today's episode. Welcome to Don't Be Scared, the podcast, where we help you navigate the sometimes scary world of science careers. And today we're tackling a topic that I feel like everybody goes through. So I want to focus on some practices that I've used that I feel like has helped me balance my work and career life. The first thing I'll probably say is, you know, it's good to take breaks. I understand that when we're at work and when we're in the zone, sometimes we just do not want to take a break because we feel like we're going to get out the zone. However, what I realize is that when I focus for too long, at least for me, I actually become a little bit less productive and my work isn't as good. So for example, if I'm working on a task for, let's say, an hour, I'm going to take 10 minutes of that hour as a break, you know, my break time, to where, bam, I spend 50 minutes focusing on my task, 10 minutes taking a break, and then another 50 minutes after that getting right back to that same task or moving on to something else, right? And then taking another break. So I'm just making sure that I'm taking, you know, occasional breaks within my time period just so that I can be recharged during this period. So I think breaks are key. Depending on what industry you are in, breaks can be looked at as a sign of weakness or a sign of laziness. Please do not let those people tell you when to take a break if you have that opportunity. Now, if you are in a place where they're going to tell you when your break is, well, you know, just figure out a different type of way. But yeah, you definitely need that break. You need that chance just to recharge, to get back to being as productive as you need to be. A couple of other practices I like to do is I like to definitely get support outside of my, in this case, science world or whatever industry that you're in. For example, I remember, and I still do this now, my family. My family is a great support system that if I just need to escape, you know, that type of world or that thinking, you know, I'm going to come in here and talk to my wife or, you know, be with my kids. Or if that's something else for you, right? If you think of a different way to relax and recharge, if that's you getting on the game, you know what I'm saying, and spending some hour there, you know, just to decompress. Or if you do some other type of activity, if you want to go work out, play in the gym or play basketball or something, you know, but just find that thing that is going to help you rebalance and recharge. You need that thing outside of your workplace that's going to help you recharge. If that's you doing some type of puzzle, or if that's you playing a sport, or if that's you just talking to somebody, right? You got to do that thing. But one thing I would just want to definitely leave y'all with, you know, we definitely gave some tools today that can help you overall just, I feel like, better time management and then just help you balance your work life and your personal life. However, one challenge that you may face, and this is a challenge that I face every single day as far as trying to balance both of these type of lives, is the challenge of guilt. Let me tell you, you're going to feel guilt, especially if you are somebody who is just a worker, who you're just used to working, and this idea of self-care and trying to balance work and personal life is just totally foreign to you because you don't know anybody that does that. But yeah, guilt. You will feel guilt. Now, the reason why you feel guilt, there could be a variety of different reasons. For me personally, feeling that guilt is something to where I feel guilt because I feel like I'm being lazy, even though I do need this time for my break or self-care or to go check in on my family or something like that, right? So yeah, you feel that guilt, But what you need to remember is that you got to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Self-care, remember to take care of yourself. This is something that I'm personally working on this year, making sure that I have more self-care for myself, because we could look up, right, and we're doing all this work, but then we have to go back to our why and realize, well, why am I doing all this work again? Right? You got to realize your why again. So please, please, self-care is key. And then do not let that guilt deter you away from the thing that you need, which is to benefit yourself at the end of the day. And let me just leave y'all with the acronym that I heard that was powerful, that deals with self-care. I did not make this up. Let me just put it out there. I did not make this up. Some professor of some professor of neurology at Harvard, you know what I'm saying? He made this up. But I love acronyms, you know what I'm saying? But this acronym is called SHIELD. So think of this as SHIELD. You're trying to shield yourself from hurting yourself, you know what I'm saying? Or basically, you're just making sure that you're caring for yourself at the end of the day. So shielding yourself away from those different things. But S and SHIELD stands for sleep. So you want to make sure that you get enough sleep in your time. H, as far as how you're going to handle that stress. So if you're meditating or if you're doing some type of thing to help you handle your stress, you want to make sure you're implementing that. I, this is interesting. You got to interact socially, which I actually found this to be true. Sometimes just taking that 20, 30 minute break, walking around, whatever work environment you can, if you are allowed to do that. But yeah, just talking to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Or calling your best friend up and saying, just interacting socially, because during COVID, that kind of took a lot of that away. So definitely implementing that I can be key. This is something that I know is for sure very beneficial, is exercising at least 20 minutes a day. Like for instance, I like to start my day off with a quick, you know, get the blood rushing, mind going, you know what I'm saying? A little quick workout, you know what I'm saying, with some HIIT cardio. Just to get the blood going, blood flowing, warm up your body, you know what I'm saying? Get those things moving. So definitely exercising can be great. L means to learn new things. So if you are constantly learning new things, that can help you get away from that stagnant feeling that you may feel like, you know, especially if you're in the sciences where you feel like you just like to learn new things or be exposed to different things or learn more about that one thing that you really like, right, to become an expert in. And then D is diet, you know what I'm saying, making sure you have a balanced, healthy meal. Let me tell you, diet is one of the most important things that can impact your mind and your body that we really should pay more attention to. My days, and this is one key tidbit about me, is that I was a health coach for a while. One of the different things I've done in my lifetime, but in that experience as a health coach, I realized that diet is key. So yeah, definitely having that healthy diet impacts your body, which ultimately impacts your mind. But this is SHIELD, right? You need to sleep, how you're going to handle that stress, interact socially, exercise, learn new things, and diet. These different things can help you take care of yourself. So that's just one acronym I would love y'all just to leave with, you know what I'm saying, as we want to make sure, hopefully in this year or whenever you are listening to this, that you are taking care of yourself, because you need it and you deserve it, okay? And if somebody's telling you not to do it, think about that situation, you know what I'm saying, using the scientific method to see, is this the best situation I need to be in? But hopefully you all were able to gain value today. And remember, if you don't remember nothing else, remember, don't be scared. Don't be scared to be your real self, you know what I'm saying? And don't be scared to reach for new heights as well. I will catch y'all at a later date. Everybody take care. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Scared We hope you found this discussion valuable, helpful, and informative. You can reach us through our website, social media, or by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. 5 stars, y'all. And don't forget to check out our resources and services at Don't Be Scared, where we help organizations and individuals engage with science and pursue their dreams in the field.